No, I don't think so. I think our field actually does well in the cold. Obviously, they probably put a lot of time and money and research into making sure this field's able to withstand the cold weather and the way it's heated. But I've always felt, you know, I've had good traction out there, even if there's not much grass. But with the way they have it all designed, I think it works well.
A little brisk inside the Hudson Center today?
It was. It's a little shock to the system, so we'll get used to it.
Congratulations, you set a record in there too, by the way, the temperature in the Hudson Center, according to the coach.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, he wanted to get down to like 30 degrees. I don't think that was
22 is what he said.
Nice.
Excessive.
Then I think they closed the doors.
Yes. Andrew admitted, you know, you guys spent extra time on the jugs machine today a little bit, catching balls, and, you know, in all honesty, it probably hurts a little bit. Is it harder to hold on to it as well, you know, just ball security-wise, and you got a team that's really good at ripping it out?
We spent the last 2 weeks extra time on ball security, ball drills, just to, you know, understand that it is different in this type of weather and the importance of it in these type of games. The turnovers are a huge factor. So, but you get used to it. You can keep your hands warm enough to deal with it. And game day is a little different, too, because you have a little bit more adrenaline. You stay warm on the sidelines, and by the time you get out on the field and have the adrenaline, you can manage, you know, the 10-play drives or whatever that it would be to stay warm, and it won't be an issue.
What about the situation with Aaron? How do you guys deal with it in terms of not being able to work on all your timing this week if he doesn't get out there and practice? Lord knows when.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be an issue. He didn't do much last week. There's been times in the past where he hasn't done much, but you know, we'll run our routes like we always have. He'll have his timing down, and I think it'll be pretty smooth. I think we've had a lot of years together that it won't be an issue.
Given what you guys have worked with him in the last two games where you've had to scale back and he comes back in the game, he's basically stationary back there, any concern on having to adjust on the fly again if something were to happen on Sunday?
I don't think so. I think that's the great thing about our offense. We can be very flexible, especially, I mean, I think it's huge that we have the run game that we have. Had the last couple years, and the offensive line has done a great job of protecting and giving the run game some room and keeping Aaron upright and allowing us, you know, we don't mind the short game. If it becomes that, then, you know, allows us to get the ball in our hands quick and, you know, try to get those yards after the catch. So, or we might just have to take what they give us and turn it into a 10-12 play drive, and we just got to make sure we finish with touchdowns.
How different of a quarterback is he, though, if limited in his mobility?
I think a little bit, just because he can do so many things with his feet. If it's just buying some time and allowing us to get in our scramble drill and, you know, making the big plays, which was always a big opportunity for us. And, I mean, he can make a lot of first downs, especially when teams try to play that two-man and whatever, and everyone's running with us. It gives him a lot of room. So hopefully he'll still be able to move around a little bit, and we'll just have to wait and see how that is.
Jordy, what do you see different in this Dallas defense on tape than what you guys saw there last year?
I don't know. It's hard to, you know, pick out certain things, but a lot of the same guys, I think, is the main thing, and they play well together, and they're forcing the turnover. So I don't think there's much difference. I think they're just maybe playing better as a unit, and you know, have put together a really good year.
Jordy, the yard after catch element in the passing game is significant for you guys. Are you playing with that something that comes natural to you, or did you have to learn the concept of catch then run?
No, I think it comes natural. I think everyone does it a different way. I think the yards after catch come in different aspects of the game. But a lot of it's just reacting and being the athlete that a lot of us are, you know, when you're playing in the NFL. I mean, I think ever since you're a kid, you've caught a ball and then, you know, run and try to avoid tackles and get as far as you can. So there's different aspects to it, especially, and different teams are different ways. I mean, there's some teams that, you know, you have a better chance. There's teams like Dallas, the way they run to the ball, you know, you have to, you know, make one move and get going. You can't sit there and dance and try to spend a lot of time on one guy. So you just have to learn those throughout the film study throughout the week and just make sure you're aggressive.
You get the sense when you're able to turn add yards after a catch that it frustrates an opponent secondary?
Oh, absolutely. If you're able to break a tackler, make someone miss, and have those one-on-one opportunities, it would get frustrating. I mean, I think if you ask a defense, I mean, I would be surprised if they didn't say it then, because, I mean, they're wanting to, first off, not let you catch it, but if you do, you know, make the tackle right there, limit the damage, and, you know, fight another day. But it just builds momentum. It gives us those chunks plays, those explosive plays that can make a huge difference in a drive.